Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Broadcasting worldwide from our Elliott Avenue studios, this is your flagship station for the Washington Huskies. Sports Radio 950 KJR AM and KJR FM HD2 Seattle.
An iHeart Radio station.
Touchdown, Washington!
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
She wasn't okay, Brad. She hurt. Scarred for life.
How is it that I still
physically
laugh?
Physically and emotionally. What? Because it's funny.
You've been using that for like a year every day. I still laugh.
Longer than that. It's funny. That's why. Funny stuff. Hold on. I can't see you because the stupid microphone.
Oh, the microphone configuration.
It's over here and it's all elevated. Yeah. I can't see you. Hold on. Give me a second.
Let me go to the board real quick.
I want to admire something on the sticky board.
Hold on. Stop. Kyrie is going to be
November
just fine.
November 17th, if James Harden gets traded to the Nets, the Nets won't win the East. How do I do the flare walk?
That's more like Buff Bagwell.
Yeah, well, that was it.
That was more of a buff the stuff.
We're halfway home.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Kyrie's going to be fine.
He's not going to be fine. You see his ankle?
Yeah, I look fine.
His ankle, a little roll. Lucky his ankle didn't snap off his foot. My God.
They'll press Harden into duty.
No, they ain't going to. Harden ain't playing again. He done. Huh?
There we go.
Sure didn't look good the first two games, but here we go. Never doubt Bucks. And then that one wipes out. It already has been wiped out, his Lakers-Nets prediction.
Right.
This is going to be a banner day, banner week.
But can you take pride in being... Okay, because he was right.
No, he wasn't.
Because no matter what happens.
No, he's not right.
They were going to win the series.
Well, injuries
obviously
are a part of it in sports.
Okay. But how do you factor that into any take?
Because they're always injured. That's why.
We'll see. Three games left.
There you go, Giannis.
The Nets will regroup.
Oh, Durant and Joe Harris?
Hey.
Listen, I love my Joe Harris. Lake Chelan pride. Come on. they ain't gonna regroup if Kyrie Irving and James Harden don't play. They ain't beating the Bucks.
Let's look at this lineup. Oh, Blake Griffin, he can get it done.
Yeah, Blake. Old man Blake Griffin.
He'll do it. Is he still dunking over cars?
Tomorrow is game five back in Brooklyn.
Jeff Green.
Jump all over the Bucks right now at -3. All over the Bucks. -3. Go now.
You are burying the Nets.
Go to your bookie now. Go to your bookie now. Sign it up.
Are you ready to... would you beat up a fan and go ahead and go on a limb and say Bucks in six?
Beat up a fan and say Bucks and
yeah,
six.
Like the Suns guy, the Suns in four guy?
No, I don't know what happened. I'm unfamiliar with the story.
Oh, really?
I'm unfamiliar with what you were saying.
You're kidding.
Yes,
okay.
What happened?
Over the week, I think this was Friday. So in Denver, it's game three. And there's all these videos circulating of fans getting in fights and stuff or whatever.
That's
so
always fun.
You're in the upper level of the Pepsi Center there. And a Nuggets fan, there's two Nuggets fans that are messing with the Suns fan. And then they act like they're going to walk away. And one reaches down, he's a level above him in the stands, and he goes to sucker punch him. The Suns fan grabs him by his shirt and his chain and pulls him in. And then he gives him the Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura treatment.
Oh, good for
him. I mean, he just pieced him up about 10 times, just holding him there. Then stops, still holding him, like a wrestler waiting to execute his finishing move. Talks to his buddy, hey, I'm going to F your boy up. And then gives him one last shot. And then...
Let's get him on the show.
Because he could.
Kid,
and then,
find
and
him.
Then, but, and then...
Put him on the show.
He gets right in his face and goes, hey, Suns in four.
Yeah.
Suns in four.
Is the video of the... Or is there audio? Is the audio good?
No, the audio, you can't really hear it.
That's posted on the web. We need web clicks.
I mean, this guy, and he was right.
Suns in four.
And look, I'm not usually one who likes to watch the fights in the stands. I'm not a fan of it.
Oh, you do too.
But this guy had it coming.
Of course.
He's got the high ground anyway, so he should be winning the fight.
And he's wearing a chain.
Yeah.
Ripped the damn thing.
But here's the deal. He acts like he's walking away and then comes back and tries to throw a punch.
Good for him. Let's get him on the show. Let's get the Suns guy on the show. Who doesn't want to hear from him? I do. After that, I can't believe I missed it. It's a not for me Monday. Nuggets saying the Suns not for them. Headlines brought to you by VenueKings.com and the world of sports. Mariners back home after 4-6 road trip. Got a 9-game homestand, sleeping on their bed for a few weeks. Taking on the Twinkies, the Rays, and Colorado.
Yeah.
Mitch Haniger, we'll find out the health of him. We've got mandatory minicamp this week. Woo-hoo! Starting tomorrow, ends on Thursday.
See how mandatory it really is.
We'll see if Jamal Adams shows up. And, I got a sciatica here. I've got a bunion.
Well, he's recovering from two shoulder surgeries.
So
I'm sure if he wants an excuse, he has one.
Does he, when did he have those?
Right after the season.
What will he can go shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
What will Jamal Adams' excuse be? What would your excuse be not to participate this week? Oh, I saw him running around though this weekend though, so his shoulder's fine.
Well, you can run but
they don't hit. They're not hitting in minicamp. They're not doing anything.
Yeah. You got to lift.
He looked like he was in fine shape to me. So Jamal Adams, will he or will he not be here this week? And if he is, I say he is.
I think he is too.
He's just gonna say my back hurts and I can't do anything. Which is, whatever. Good for you. U.S. Open this week at a beautiful Torrey Pines. It is U.S. Open week.
That's right.
Beautiful San Diego, California. We're inside the Think a Teacher studio for two more days. Kevin Colabo, $800 donation to the greatest spot in the world. That would be the Ronald McDonald House. In honor of his parents, both teachers, Paul and Charlene. They both taught over 70 years in the public school system of Indianapolis. All right. Good to see you again. It's really, you know what? This just feels like the band's back together.
Hey, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, obviously, the kid, because of the separation and the divorce and the child custody, a kid spends 4 days with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get usually the fun day because we're the fun parent.
Sure.
And the fun parent gets the weekends. Fun parent always gets, right?
Usually, yeah.
Right? Is that how that worked?
Yeah.
My parents not divorced, but I had plenty of friends that were divorced.
Yeah.
And the fun parent always got the weekends.
Which is usually dad.
Which is always dad. So we're the dad, and we get kid on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
But something happened. Mom probably had a long weekend with her new boyfriend that she's been seeing Chad. She's been seeing Chad for a while.
Oh, Chad.
And it's really starting to heat up between mom and Chad. He took her away wine tasting this weekend. So Chad.
I didn't see him out there, actually.
So Chad said, hey, what you tell your deadbeat, he's got to take the kid for one more day.
Ooh.
And that's why we have kid today. So we get kid on a Monday.
Well,
and then of course, Slickhawk is here.
Hey guys.
He's back after a long break.
Yeah.
Taking Thursday and wine tasting. Where were you at? Hood River and Willamette Valley?
Yeah, yeah. Went down to McMinnville, did a couple days down there, and then a couple days up at Hood River.
You were really... Is there wineries in Hood River?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all over the place.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes, sir.
Was uninformed.
Some breweries as well.
Okay. I knew that. I didn't know there was any wineries.
Yeah, a lot of wine.
What kind of wine are they pumping out of Hood
Pinot.
River?
Pinot. A lot of Pinot.
Yeah. The water, the temperature. Yeah.
Yep.
How was it? Good? Weather was good?
Didn't want to come back.
Sideways, kind of a sideways. Kinda. For you,
Without all the,
I want the Merlot. I'm not drinking any effing Merlot.
Without all the yelling and
how
the cheating
teeth,
and
can
the
I see your teeth. You brush them, obviously. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, because you know, a lot of wine tasting, kid, you don't know this because you don't participate in the devil's blood.
Get a little stain?
Yeah, well, you get you go wine tasting all day long. Mm-hmm. My God, you look like the Joker when you come back. You're just permanently grinning the whole time.
No, but we found some great wineries, good tasting. Like I said, a couple good breweries, too.
Yeah, did you go to the brewery that's across the bridge?
Yeah.
The Bridge of the Gods.
What is it? We're right there, right by the Bridge of the Gods. Yeah,
you went across the river to Washington to the one that's up on by Stevenson. Did you go up there?
We were on the Oregon side, then we crossed over. I didn't do a brewery in Stevenson. No.
Okay, there's one I can never remember the damn name of it. Their can has got like a... Bigfoot on it. What the hell is that called? I think
that's... You're talking about Full Sail?
No. It's in Washington. It sits above the Columbia and overlooks it. Anyways, but I know the one you're talking about that's on the Oregon
Something
side.
Thunder.
I'll find it. Don't worry about it. The one you're talking about.
Thunder Island is where I was at. Yeah.
Yes, that's supposed to be wonderful. Right,
and it
was. Right on the water, right? Mm-hmm. Right on the river?
Yeah, I got a picture. Took a whole panoramic. I'll show you.
I've heard that's very good.
Very good.
Nice.
Good their blonde ale is one of the favorite beers I've ever had.
Who doesn't like a good blonde ale?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? Everybody does. It's a blonde ale summer, kid.
Yeah.
What it is. That's what it is. All right. Do we dare do sports in this first segment?
I don't know. I don't know. Really? I heard what you guys. So I called you on Thursday.
Yeah, sorry.
Right. No, it's
caught
fine.
In some stuff. It was the Vipers' last game, Bob Oates.
Oh, you're good. But I called you because because the Russell Wilson press conference.
Yeah,
we did. I heard it. I heard a good chunk of it. And I called you, be like, okay, I'm sure you're already going to do this, but you have to do.
Oh, yeah, we did it.
Like a side by side.
Yeah. I'm not a village idiot over here.
I know.
I've been doing this for quite some time.
I know. But I was excited about it because we were right.
He did exactly what we thought we were going to do.
Exactly
how you did it is exact. And I'm going to, you know, let's give some props to ourselves. We asked exactly the question. I think actually one of them, and I'm not sure who it was. It might have been Fan. I think said exactly what I said on the air.
Yeah.
Like verbatim the question.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, we knew.
Well, Calkins wrote a whole article about it, so.
I heard you mention, I haven't seen the article yet.
I love you still, Matt. It's all good. It's all good. Funny. We, you know what? Hey, here's the thing. You guys take from us, we take from you. I don't really care. Doesn't matter.
So I was thoroughly entertained by that.
It was really good. Kid, you probably don't have it handy there anywhere to play. Do you have it? Well, do you have the cuts that we made that I sent Curtis? Do you have those handy?
I don't.
I made him put them on the button bar. Now, this is, folks,
we're
taking you behind the scenes. This is called producing, and this is called show meeting. None of this which takes place before the show.
No. We just
all of this takes place on the air.
We're on the fly. Yeah. You know, we fly by the seat of our pants.
Because you have one, your best one is in my favorite one. I just can't stop listening to it. Is when you do the Colby part. Colby, we got Colby over there. Big guy, Colby.
Big guy, Colby.
That one, and when you mash that up, here's what I'm mad at myself. Because what I should have done was make a mashup of it.
Oh.
Where you say like, you know, 5 seconds and then he go into him and mm-hmm. then back to you.
Just kind of weave it back and forth. Sounds like a lot of work, though.
It was a lot of work. Yeah. And it was a lot of work in the morning. And, you know, I'm just a one-man band.
I get it.
Anyways, but when he answers the question about the offensive line and literally doesn't really answer the question was, I think from Condota, do you owe an apology to the line? And he went into just naming the entire roster.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs,
Penny Hart.
Freddie Swain.
Yeah.
Just like, wait, the question was about, do you owe an apology to your line? Not, hey, can you name the entire roster?
Dwayne Brown's one of my best friends.
Oh, my God. It was so damn funny how similar it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get over it.
I was cracking up listening.
Did you hear it? So you've heard.
I heard the segment.
I think I have it. Slick versus Russell, 6'10". Slick versus Russell, Slick naming players.
Okay, so do we have the Russell Wilson in there too?
Yes, I have Russell Wilson Bahamas. I have it all.
Okay, so name me the Russell Wilson ones again.
So we have Russell Wilson names whole team.
Okay, so play that one.
Okay.
If you can.
Ready?
Yes.
Dwayne Brown's one of my closest friends, man. That guy's everything to me. You know, I think about D. Lou and what a player he, he was last year. He's going into his second year. I think about a guy like Posick, who's been tremendous up front, and how smart he's been. I'm excited about Gabe Jackson.
He's been amazing in the Zoom calls.
He's been amazing in his approach. How tough he is. I've watched a lot of film of him, and just how good he's been. And then obviously Shell over there at right tackle, got a lot of other guys that can play too as well. So I think that, I think about, a guy like Kyle who stepped in to play center for us in a big game last year against the Rams and, played injured and played dinged up and all that. I love my teammates. The reality is that, guys, I think about guys like Bobby Wagner, a guy I've played.
He didn't even block for you.
How special he is and how special our bond is. I think about a guy like DK Metcalf. He's like my little brother, Tyler Lockett, who's, one of the most, unbelievable people you could ever meet, but also talented guys you could play with. I think about the hard work Freddie Swain's put in, Chris Carson. I think about, Jamal Adams and how amazing he's been an addition to our team.
Not a lineman.
Obviously Diggs and other guys as well.
And then the other guys as well. And sorry for you teammates that fell into the, and you other guys as well.
Well, he named every offensive lineman and then I think all the Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, okay, so now do the Slick being Russell where he names the team.
I love my guys here. I'm here today and throw into these guys and nothing could be better. These guys up front who we've had a lot of talks about how we can get better. Dwayne Brown, the big guy Dwayne. And I love it here. I love here. I love the 12s. I love when they come out and support me, support the team. And they like to cheer on these great guys I have out here with me, anytime you can get like a Chris Carson out here, DK Metcalf or a Tyler Lockett, and you hear those 12s, they go wild when they come out of the tunnel or they make a big play. These 12th man fans, they bring it like no other.
All right. Where's the other one? Play the other one now.
The other slick?
The other slick.
Okay.
Because that's got the Colby one in there.
The Colby? All right, here we go. Russell name. Oh, slick on Rodgers and trade McQuinn?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
There's only two.
There's three.
Oh, three slicks?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Mark's always trying to act on my best behalf with everything he does, and he's my agent, and he's with me and the rest of my team, and so we try to do, we're always trying to keep it pushing, keep it moving, go get to the next goal and the next title and the next thing that's out in front of us. So everything we've done this last year has been kind of working toward that and getting back out here on the field again today. We're out here and I get to throw to great guys like Tyler Lockett or DK over there, or we got Colby Parkinson over here and big man Colby over there, and a bunch of these guys. Nick, we got Dis is back. Yeah. Dis is back, yeah. And he's looking good to go. Getting Nick back this year, having somebody like that, big guy, big bruiser, try to keep my shirt clean, get these guys off me. It's kind of a tough task sometimes.
So that's what we did for an hour. We did that for an hour.
You really did. I heard every minute of it.
Why are you listening? You're on vacation.
Yeah, but then
the
I
hell
get,
are you
then
doing?
I get back and I'm like, oh, what'd they do?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? What was my favorite?
Signing off on Wednesday for 2 weeks. I don't listen to a damn thing.
You know what was my favorite part though? What it had nothing to do with me. Art Teal. I've never heard Russell Wilson caught off guard in 10 years of listening to Russell Wilson. And Art Teal asked him about being left off of the letter.
That's right. We didn't talk about that enough. He clearly
wasn't ready for that.
Was hot and bothered about being left off that letter.
He like fumbled around for 30 seconds.
Was so upset about being left off that letter.
And then lied. And then like, oh man, I guess it was maybe a typo or something. And then immediately talks. He stormed into Chuck Arnold's office.
He clearly was upset.
Anybody who wants to say, oh, this is fabricated, this is made up, everything is fine.
Yeah.
He went to the team president's office for being left out of the season ticket holder letter.
He probably didn't even know who Chuck Arnold was. So he's like, who's the guy I need to talk to? His name's Chuck Arnold. Okay, where do I find him? Well, he's the president. Okay, I thought that was Pete. No. The business side. All right. Well, just tell me where I can find him. He's up there. All right. Yeah. I bet you that was the first time you met Chuck Arnold. Hey, Jerry DePoto was on this morning, and you'd be shocked. He's really fired up about the young guys, and he thinks they're going to compete. So, but we're gonna push the goalposts again. Okay. We'll address what he said this morning with Chuck and Buck right here on 950 KJR next.
Want to listen to Seattle's best sports talk at home? Say, Alexa, play 950 KJR on iHeartRadio, powered by CenturyLink Fiber. Now, back to Puck and Slick, presented by Redbox, on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Which part?
I love doing everything. I love this job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one.
Chris Vodka texted in at 49451. Nothing like listening to the same blank 2 weeks in a row.
Well, you know.
So whereas I responded, I mean, I don't know.
We call it repurposing, Chris.
They tell us all the time in this business, hey, you have different people listening at different times. Why don't you repurpose all your audio? So that's what we did, Chris. So thank you. Chris Vodka. Hell of a name, too. Chris Vodka. Your last name, Vodka?
Yeah, it's good.
You think that's his real name? Can't be. Who has a last name, Vodka?
Russians, probably.
Yeah, are you Russian, Chris? Because I don't trust the Russians. Never have, never will. Don't trust them. The brewery I was thinking of, maybe it's not in Stevenson. It's in White Salmon. It's called Everybody's Brewing. Someone had texted that
at
499. No. You didn't go to that one. Mm. White Salmon. Everybody's Brewing. The can is like a, is the.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Bigfoot.
Okay.
Very good, but it sits up atop of the gorge and looks at. What a pretty place.
Yeah.
Did you go to Beacon Rock?
Missed that one. No, we went to Backwoods Brewing.
Okay, Backwoods Brewing. Did you go to Multnomah Falls for a little hike?
We drove by them. It was in a hiking mood.
You were in a drinking mood.
Definitely a drinking mood. We did the Stern Wheeler dinner cruise right out there on the old Columbia.
It goes on the Columbia?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Dinner cruise?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it was cool.
Hood River.
Yep.
If I never left Portland, which many of you probably listening wish I had stayed there. Thank you.
Well, there's always time to get back.
When I was working down there at the old fan, 910, the fan, not the new one, the 910 fan, the original, that's where I was going to move. I was going to move out to Hood River.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame you.
Hood River, just so pretty.
Yeah.
Got it. And it's only like, I don't know, it's less than an hour to get into Portland.
Yeah.
Plus now you can jump, roll in, get close to town, and then roll on the max in. Easy peasy.
It goes that far out there?
Well, it goes, you got to drive probably like
20
15, minutes or so.
Okay.
But whatever.
Yeah.
God, it's beautiful, though. Love the Hood River.
Gorgeous.
What was your favorite winery?
Soder Vineyards.
Soder?
Soder Vineyards, okay. Which that was actually down in McMinnville area.
Someone asked you, did you go to, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Lee wants to know, Carulean? Carulean?
Uh-uh. Did not.
Okay. Somebody else. 2 weeks in a row, same material? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're doing the same stuff. In fact, we're going to replay the whole damn segment coming up next.
And then, if you missed either last week or this week,
you
could check us out on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, damn right. We are on the iHeartRadio app. Download it today. Take us on the move. Take us on the go. You can miss. If you miss us, where all of our show is podcast up there on the iHeartRadio app.
We'll just do it live the next day.
We're going to do the same damn stuff. First of all, you morons, it's June. June, July, August. It's called repurposing summer.
We do the same bits,
and we do everything the same.
Yes.
Because there's nothing going on. Dylan Thomas.
Yeah.
Was going to join us on Friday. We moved Dylan. He's got a great story. He is like a real-life Crash Davis.
Right.
He has spent 10-plus years in the minors. He finally got his opportunity last week. He was called up. He had a hell of a debut.
Mm-hmm.
Made a leaping catch. He wowed the press and the media with telling the story of when he got the call and delivering his news to his daughter.
Yeah.
He's just a really great guy to root for. He had an RBI in that game, which they rallied in the 10th inning to win. in the later innings. He ended up getting sent back down this weekend, but we had to move him to Monday. But it doesn't matter. It's still a great story because he'll most likely, at some point, this will be back up.
Sure,
with the team, and he's crushing it.
And even if he's not, he made it to the show.
Made it, and I think it's just stuff like this is such a cool story. Like I love the scene in
Bull Durham?
In Bull Durham when they're on the bus. Yeah, mm-hmm. I almost lost her. I couldn't remember which baseball movie because he's been in 900 of them.
The one with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, the one with Costner. Or which one? When they're on the bus.
Yeah.
He's telling all the guys what it's like in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think for Dylan, if that's it for Dylan Thomas, which we don't think it will, but if that's all he got, I just think just think about whatever you love, you're passionate about. And then you made it.
Yeah.
Like you accomplished. Like some people will look at Dylan Thompson, he failed at baseball. No, he didn't. He did not fail at anything.
Right.
He's part of a one percenter that got to set out on a goal to play professional baseball, and he did that.
Super cool.
And that's awesome. And he got his cup of coffee. He did it. He looked great. I mean, that was a hell of a catch. And
mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to Dylan today at noon. I'm looking forward to that. Curtis Crabtree, we'll spend a few minutes with him, we think, at 11:20 talking Seahawks. 11 o'clock, because it is the minicamp this week. Bucky on baseball, his Monday visit at 11 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the interview that they had with Jerry DePoto. 20 minutes, you said it was?
Yeah.
God, really, was that long?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might have to sneak in a few minutes of it.
Okay.
Because it was toward the end of the morning show. So, people are going into work or transitioning. So if in case you missed it, what we should probably do, Chris, again, we're producing on the air because this is what we do. There's no show meetings. There's nothing.
Sometimes we text.
There's nothing. I mean, I just show up. Hey, this person's on today. Okay. Let's break it up in two parts.
Ooh.
Because we can't do all 22 minutes. We're not going to have enough time to do that. We'll break it up into two parts.
Because we have to react.
It's a two-parter. And just kills a couple segments. Let's be honest.
June, people. This is June.
Guy, people. It's June 14th, for God's sake.
Understand what is happening.
But I'll say this. We'll react to it because there was something he said there that really stood out to me. When I got into the interview, one of the first quotes, he said, I think we're in a position to be quite good in the near term. And then went on to say, it could be in the second half of this season or next season.
Mm-hmm.
But wait for it. I'm not in the business of predictions. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have some coffee because sometimes sleep is actually better lately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. The fans worked.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I've been mainlining these CBD gummies here lately.
Okay.
So it's been working. All right. We think we're going to be quite good in the near term and probably the second half of this season or next season. And then says, but I'm not in the business of prediction.
Right. So it leaves himself kind of an out there.
But that's just what you did. You just made a prediction. You just said we're going to be good in the second half of this season or next season. That, my friend, is a prediction. Well, goalpost moved again. So this is just, I love it. I love it. I love the Jerry DePoto, we're moving the goalpost game. Because he does it every bleeping interview. It was supposed to be this year. Well, now it's not going to be this year. Now we're going to blame COVID. Well, doesn't everybody in baseball have a reason to blame COVID? Doesn't it? Shouldn't everybody be able to blame COVID about how they have not played?
Well, the development and assessment of those developments were put on hold versus teams were already there.
One player. One. Kelnick is the only thing you can say that it affected. That he didn't get at bats last year. This didn't affect Evan White.
Well, there were no minor leagues, right?
Okay, but it affected one player. There was no one else that was set to come up this year. No one.
Oh, you're talking about at the major league level, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's no one that is on the cusp of coming up. What's he talking about? It didn't affect Evan White. Evan White played all last year. It was mm-hmm. terrible. Terrible again this year. Okay. Well, and then he made a comment about spending money this past offseason, which... People, I'm going to tell you right now, when I tell you what he said, just pull off to the side of the road. Because what's going to happen is you're going to swerve. And you're going to get angry, and you're going to be like, well, that makes no sense. Because every time he talks, for the most part, he doesn't make sense. All right, we'll react to that next.
Did you miss anything on Softy and Dick? Not to worry. Listen on demand at sportsradiokjr.com/podcasts on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucky Jacobson, our weekly visit. With Buck coming up top of the hour, 11 o'clock. We do it 11 o'clock on Mondays. In case you missed it, we'll try to sneak it in at some point. There's a two-parter. 22-minute interview this morning with the GM of the Seattle Mariners, Jerry DePoto. 22 minutes getting peppered by Chuck and Buck. In case you missed it, it will be podcast, probably in the process of being pod. Can you wait until after 7 to listen to it? Actually, you can start it at 3.
That's messed up.
Start listening to it at 3.
Okay.
Just 7 o'clock. In fact, we shouldn't podcast anything until 7. Really, that really should be the strategy. If I was running things around here, I would say all the podcasts drop at 7.
Yeah.
Encourage people to listen to the radio station.
Uh-huh.
That'll listen to the podcast until all the shows are done and Softy and Fain are done at 7.
Right, because you don't want to miss anything they're going to say.
Right, exactly right. They'll probably replay it. I know Ian will be all over it. He loves doing the cut-ups and let's react and your thought. We'll just replay the whole
thing. That's what we love.
We'll replay the whole thing because it's a not for me Monday. Slick Hawk can't put a sentence together. He's been wine tasting for 7 days.
Woo!
He hasn't done anything. He hasn't watched anything. He doesn't know anything. He knows the difference between a cab and a Merlot and a Pinot. That's about it.
That's true.
Yeah. Pinot Gris.
Uh huh.
Did we have some white wine?
A little bit. There were. You know what?
It's summertime, Matt. It's time for summer white wine.
There were a couple of Chardonnays. Then
a rosé all day.
And then
we went rosé
all day. Rosé, my friend.
All right.
There's a bachelorette party we caught up with.
Oh, you did? We have pictures?
Huh? No.
That was in Hood River?
Yeah. They were at one winery, and then we found...
Why did you join the bachelorette party?
We didn't join them. They were just there.
And so you just made friends with them?
No. Okay. No, not with the bachelorette party. Well, actually, it was another couple.
Save it for later, all right? Because we have... Right. Well,
best moment of the week.
Yeah. All right. So Jerry DePoto was on this morning. It will be up. Podcast at sportsradiokjr.com. Chuck Powell, Bucky Jacobson up there on their show page in case you missed it. We'll try to play some of it today, 22 minutes long. And they asked him every question that he wanted to be asked. Just, you know, they covered all the topics. He said something, though, in there. You know, we went over the where he did the same thing again. And he does it in every interview. He is just pre-programmed like a dog when he knows the food is coming out. Like my dog, and just runs out in the kitchen.
Is that what she does?
Yeah, that's the same. I can barely pick it up. The food basket that the food is in. Just make a little little noise.
Mm-hmm.
Just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
Feed me. Jerry DePoto does the same shtick in every interview, where he tells you that they're going to be good in the future. In every interview. And now the year's changed, though, because it's going to be this year. Well, then COVID happened. Then it's going to be in the second half of this year. Then it's going to be next year. So he just, this idea that people don't want to deny that he does this every interview. He moves the goalpost in every interview.
All right.
When they're going to compete. So he said this morning that he thinks they're going to be quite good in the near term. He didn't know when that near term is. Either the second half of this season or next season, they're going to be good.
Okay.
Okay. So there we go. So, second half of 21 or the first start of 22.
Okay.
Now, when they're not.
No, I accept that. That's okay.
All right. So, but I just want to, for those playing the drinking game at home, when they're not good in the second half of 21 and then they don't start off good in the first of 22, just remember, if he's still here, do they ask him if he's under contract at all?
I did not hear that.
Damn it. If he's back, because this is his final year of his deal, if he is back when they're not good in the beginning, he'll say the second half of 22 and maybe 23. But he said something in there. They asked him about free agency, you know, and you know, hey, why didn't you spend? And, well, we didn't feel basically it was prudent last year to spend. And I'm just summarizing. We didn't feel last year was the time to spend because we felt it would get in the way of our development of our young players. And that's when you should drive off the road. Development of who? You have no second baseman in your system. Last year's class was full of second basemen. You chose not to spend. You chose not to spend because you, and he doesn't get a pass. He's the GM of the team. He runs baseball operations. To honestly act as if Jerry DePoto has no say in what they're going to do is ludicrous. He knew all along they weren't going to spend and wanted to just throw it out there to people. Oh, I didn't know. I thought we were going to. Oh, like he was in the dark the whole time. Fooey. Don't buy it for a second. They didn't spend last year because they didn't want to spend any money. So when your guy, which they probably were never going to go that long to DJ LeMahieu, spent, what was it, 6 years? LeMahieu was what, 6 years and whatever. But they weren't going to go six years with them. There's no way that was ever going to happen. But when they try to tell you that they didn't spend last year because they had guys that they didn't want to get in the way of, who are you developing at second base?
6 years, $90 million.
Right. You were developing Shed Long? Shed Long was going to be in a competition with Dylan Moore and got beat out. Dylan Moore is not an everyday player. It's evident. He's hitting 180. It's terrible. Hold on, let me back up. He's a utility guy that could service on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's not an everyday player. And Jerry's smart enough to know that. He knows that he's not an everyday player. So to sit there and come on this air today and tell people, wow, we didn't spend last year because we didn't want guys to get in the way. So you couldn't have gotten Colton Wong on a 2-year deal? What was Colton Wong making? Hardly anything in terms of baseball salaries.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting 280 with an on-base of 343, 415 RBIs. Hell.
2 years, $18 million.
You could have got Jonathan Schoop on a 1-year deal. Who's playing with Detroit? He's hitting 262 with 10 home runs and 29 ribbies on Detroit.
Yeah.
There were guys out there they could have signed that would not have. We can go through the entire roster. There were plenty of places to sign.
Sure.
That wasn't going to stunt guys that you're developing. Because, again, you were developing one player. At that point was Jared Kelnick. Certainly, you weren't going to go sign a first baseman. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
Giving money to Evan White. I understand not giving money to a center fielder or a shortstop.
Yeah, second base is the real kind of indictment for me.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Zero sense. That's laughable. Like, this is, again, he thinks sometimes people are stupid when he does these things. How can you say that with a straight face? There was no one in your system that's getting in the way at second base at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bucky Jacobson, top of the hour, talking all things baseball, as he does every Monday.
This week, it's another EQ C-Note Thursday. Tune in at the top of every hour for your chance to win $100 and possibly more. Thanks to the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest, on Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.